Barry Thompson. I'm here with Randy Abrams, and this is the Malware Report. Randy, I've been reading in the news a lot lately the idea of security suites. Tell me, first of all, what is a suite?
Well, fundamentally, a suite is a collection of programs. So instead of just having an antivirus scanner or just having a firewall, you might have a suite that includes both the scanner and a firewall, as well as other security products. In fact, in some cases, it might even include things that aren't security products.
Like what?
Well, for example, one suite I know of includes antivirus and anti-spyware, but it also has backup, which is good in terms of disaster recovery, but it isn't exactly security.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm a small businessman, why would I consider a suite versus individual products that might cover my AV needs, my firewall needs, my anti-spyware needs, and my anti-spam needs?
Well, it's a lot like buying a car. You might decide to get the car that the dealer recommends that has the factory stereo in it, or maybe you want something that actually has really, really good top-end audio quality in your car. So you might say, you know what, I'll take the car, I like your engine, I like your interior, but I'm going to get this really nice stereo instead. Well, with security products, a suite is convenient to buy. You pay one time at one place, and you get a variety of security products, but you might be compromising some security, actually, because you're not necessarily getting the best of breed, the best components for all of the security needs you have.
So why are the security vendors providing suites all of a sudden? It seems like that goes contradictory to what most consumers and small business people are really looking for.
Well, oftentimes a suite will cost less than the discrete products. So someone might buy them because of budgeting reasons. Additionally, when done right, a suite can be easier to maintain in terms of keeping it up to date, getting security patches, because sometimes security products need patches as well, and managing them as well. So the convenience factor is the main reason for going with the suite as opposed to the discrete programs.
Are they easier to administrate when if I have an IT professional working for me, is he going to have an easier time managing one suite versus a wide variety of individual products?
Generally, they should be easier to manage. How much easier really depends on how easy discrete products are to manage. So potentially, it can be a lot easier. In some cases, it might be just a tiny bit easier.
It seems to me like a lot of the software vendors are merely trying to just make more money as a result of adding on some elements that I may or may not want, or I may already have in my infrastructure. So I've suddenly have to take a firewall that perhaps I may or may not need. But there must be an advantage to some of the suites. I've heard people talk about sort of the Frankenstein suite versus the integrated suite. Are you familiar with that term?
Well, yeah, one I actually use quite frequently. When I talk about a Frankenstein suite, I'm talking about building this body from a variety of different body parts. You might get an arm from one body and a leg from another body. And some suites, what has happened is a company has purchased other companies. And so the company might have started with an antivirus product that they actually purchased some time before, and then bought a company that has a firewall. And then they bundle the firewall and the antivirus product together. And then they bought an anti-spyware solution, so they bundle that with it and call it a suite. And it's a real Frankenstein approach because none of those parts were actually designed to work together. And so either you don't have any benefit in terms of administrative management ease, or they have to write extra code, which is extra overhead, and makes it a much bigger package in order to make the various parts appear to work together.
Oh.
Now, an integrated suite, on the other hand, is designed from the ground up so that all of the features, if you will, work together. You don't have this extra layer of glue. Like Microsoft, when they came out with Office, before Microsoft Office, you had Word and you had Excel and you had Access and you had PowerPoint, and they were all individual products. And so Microsoft wrote Olay, Object Linking and Embedding, to kind of glue all these things together that were never designed to work together. And it took them several years to get them to the point where they appear to be integrated. Well, with some security products, you have all these different discrete products that they've had to write extra code just to try to make them look like they're working together. But an integrated product is programmed from the ground up so that the various parts work together. The firewall and the antivirus and the anti-spyware and the anti-spam are all working together because that's how the program was designed. It's like buying a car versus going to the junkyard and buying a bunch of parts and building what you call a car.
Well, but it also sounds like speed would be a function of having the Frankenstein development, that if you're writing more code, it just makes sense that your solution is going to run slower. Is that true?
It oftentimes is true because the code isn't doing anything for you in terms of security. It's just added on to make the products appear to work together because that's what's required to make it look like it's all one thing, to make it so you can manage it as one type of program. Whereas when you design it from the ground up, the communications are highly streamlined because they were designed to output exactly what's needed to be output for another part to accept it as an input. So there's definitely an improvement in speed. I mean, it's possible for a company to do it wrong and make an integrated suite slower than something else. But generally, if you're going to go to the trouble of creating a high-quality integrated security suite, then you're taking into consideration a lot of different parameters, including how the various features are going to work together, including how you can most quickly and effectively get the job done.
Yeah, well, that was one of my questions was how does, in an integrated suite, how does one product talk to each other? How does the firewall talk to the AV engine? What's the benefit to that?
Well, the benefit to an integrated suite is that you get a lot better defense in depth. ESET's product, ESET Smart Security, is an example of an integrated suite. ESET's long been known for having very, very good heuristics. But fundamentally, heuristics are just collections of rules that are used to make decisions. So the more data points you have, the more information you have to use in making these rules and decisions, the more accurate you're going to be and the less false positives you should have as well. So when the firewall shares security information with the heuristics engine that drives the antivirus product, you've got more data points now. So that enhances your ability to detect unknown threats. It enhances your ability to detect if something might not have been suspicious enough to have been flagged with just the antivirus part, but now you add the information that you've got from the firewall or from the anti-spam into that heuristic process, that decision-making tree, and all of a sudden you say, oh, okay, this is enough to say, yes, this is definitely bad stuff, and I'm not going to false positive on that.
Right, right. So there's a big advantage, evidently, to integrated suite solutions, merely because you're working with fewer engines, you've got greater speed, you've got interaction that's going to give you more reliability, fewer false positives. Sounds very intriguing. Well, if listeners have additional questions for you about suites or the Frankenstein approach, they can contact you at
askeset@eset.com.
Terrific. Well, thanks again, Randy. It's a pleasure, as always, to have you here. This has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.